This segment, folks, is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club Crockett Family Resort down on Houston County Lake near Crockett, Texas. Texas-raised hunting products that Larry Wysoon and I use. And also brought to us by the Best of Texas barbecue sauce, which I consider to be, honestly, the gourmet of all barbecue sauces. Well, folks, what do you say we head down to Lake Tewakinee? Now, my friend Tony Pennybaker, that guides for catfish down there, hasn't been with us in a few weeks, but let's get an update. I hear tell the shallow water bite's going strong down there at Tewakinee. Tony, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
It's a pleasure, Luke, just like always.
Yes, sir. We've become friends and had some fine times fishing together. And, folks, I stay tuned in to Tony and David Hansen down there, my buddies a lot, you know, at Tewakinee, enough to know basically what's going on. And, Tony, what's going on right now is one of the most fun times that I know of for catching blue catfish when they're in shallow water. Now, these recent trips, you showed me pictures, you know, put on Facebook. Y'all been catching some big fish and eater fish in the pretty shallow water, right?
They are. They're transitioning over to the shallows, and we're starting to catch some fairly large fish. And most trips are good numbers of eater size,
mm-hmm.
Anywhere from two to, I don't think we even caught any the other day less than 2 pounds.
Yeah,
it's all about three to six, somewhere in there, fish, you know, and then some in the teens and 20s.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So they're kind of moving around, and it's so exciting because when you chunk the bait in there, you really don't know what's about to happen.
Exactly. You might be hooked onto a 50-pounder or one of a 50 2-pounders, right? You know,
that's right. I mean, like one got on the other day and he got all the way under the boat and around the anchor line before we even knew he hit it.
yeah. Well, how deep?
Makes for a pretty good exciting trip. You
it
know?
Does, Tony. It does. Well, kind of give us some tips. Are you kind of fishing windy banks or something? You know, and depths that'd help people out. I think that you're fishing.
Mostly, I concentrate on going all the way up in the coves.
Mm-hmm.
The shallow water.
Okay.
Really shallow.
Okay.
And fish any kind of structure I see.
Okay.
If there's structure there, I fish it.
So,
you know, and it don't have to be.
Uh-huh.
And I'll pull up where I can throw half of my lines around some structure and half of them back out towards open water.
Okay.
And sometimes the bite's about 50-50,
uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
And other times they're more concentrated towards the structure.
Yes, yep. So, and then in other words, like, say, for instance, when you're saying structure, just say, for instance, back in a cove, an old down tree or some vegetation kind of out into the water. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, you're looking for the submerged willows that grew up, mm-hmm. during the drought.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, before the big drought of, 13, 14, 15?
About 13 was, 2013 was the peak of it, I think. Yeah.
It got really low, you know, all the way. I think it filled up in the spring of 15 back, didn't it?
Yep, I think you're right.
And then all that time, you had so much bank, mm-hmm. bare and dry,
mm-hmm.
willow trees grew up. And there's, I guess I would estimate thousands of acres of those.
Now they're they're flooded, aren't they? You know.
They're flooded now. They're dead.
Yep.
You'll see the tops of them sticking up here and there. It provides excellent cover for all fish. We've caught 2 black bass.
Five
to 6 pounds lately.
Yep.
We've cut shad fishing for catfish.
Yeah, they're in there.
You know, the black bass, the crappie, and catfish, they love those things.
That's where they hone in on. Now, as far as hook size, I know you, I would assume you're still using circle hooks, Tony, but
always.
Yes, and you're going to be catching, and you're not fishing specifically for a 50-pound catfish. I mean, a bunch of them you catch are going to be 2 to 10 pounds. So, what size hook for that kind of fishing? Will you use just one? I know you're going to put out 6 or 8 rods, but are you going to use one size hook on all of them?
I'm using 4s to 6s.
Uh-huh.
you know, and I use a lot of 4 or 5, anywhere between a 4 and a 6.
Okay.
And I've just got them scattered. I'm usually fishing, you know, 11 rods when we're anchoring.
Yeah.
I pretty much got a drag net set.
I know it.
But, you know, just for some of them to have, and what I like to put just a medium-sized shed head on the first couple of rods. I throw in a bunch of structure like the Willis.
Mm-hmm.
I like that to be a nice bait. Maybe I use a 6 out there just to be the first ones that hit. And because a lot of times the big fish is sitting in that stuff, when the first bait hits the water, he will attack it immediately. And I always have my people stand there. I always ask them, who's going to be first?
Yeah, right.
I want you to come up here and stand right in front of this one when I throw it in.
Yeah, you bet. Well, that's true.
A lot of times I've found that will happen.
The first
one in a spot will get hit by a big fish.
And something else, Tony, that I'm sure all the people, all our friends listening will agree on, fishing cormorant roost, for instance, I think that splat when that bait hits the water, shallow water. Now, I'm not talking about 30 foot of water, but 3-4 foot deep. Those fish are so tuned into their environment. When they hear that splat hit the water, and in this case, it's not droppings from a cormorant, it's a hunk of shad hitting the water. And that big one's the most aggressive. He's going to be the one to grab it first or go for it. That's probably the why to that, too, you know?
Yeah, and that's my next, you know, hot spots. I look for those places way up in the coves. And
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, you can go on down where the cormorants roost. And a lot of big fish hang out, and then all kinds of eaters.
You bet.
Down where those things stay. You just kind of move around and find your place.
Well,
you take two or three spots, and you land in one where you really catch them.
You bet. Well, you'd be proud of what happened this past weekend. Old Jeff, we were down at his place on the upper end of Lake Fork, and putting up some deer, some hogs, blinds, and feeding and doing that kind of stuff. And I told him, I said, I'm not going to tell you what's for dinner, Jeff, until I get it going. I brought my last package of those blue catfish, those that I took from that you and I caught together not that long ago, a couple of months ago. Got the old fish cooker going. You talking about good. Now, I know you like to eat strictly before they're frozen. But I'll tell you, Tony, those things were tasty, man. Fried crispy.
Feel good.
Oh, yes, they were still. I froze them in a little water, you know, flattened out in a gallon Ziploc bag. And temperature was about 38 degrees. It was that cold night. I had that cooker going outside, and I guess that was as cold as it's ever been that I fried fish. But you put that filet in there where usually – I mean, I had the flame going wide open. Usually, you know, you'll hear that sizzle. Well, it did. Right. That grease did not get as cold as it does in warm weather, I'll tell you. It did. But anyway, the fish were really good. What I'm getting at is now is a good time to get to Tewaukee or wherever you catfish, folks, and put you some fillets in the cooler and then into the freezer. And something about the I don't know, they taste good year-round, but those blue catfish out in the wintertime, maybe it's just my way I'm looking at it, but they are certainly good eating, aren't they, Tony?
I think fish coming out of cold water is always
That's it, buddy.
You know,
yep.
They're good all the time, but this time of year,
exceptional.
Just catch some nice fish and they taste good.
Well, let's hook everybody up with guide Tony Pennybaker down at Tewaukee. People that want to come and stock up on something, have a bunch of wintertime fun and break a case of cabin fever and get some good eating too. How do they contact you, Tony? What's the best way?
Give me a call at 903-474-3078.
Let's have it again.
You can look me up on Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook.
Or go to my website.
Let's have the number again. That's what people are going to want to do is give a call.
903-474-3078.
Tony, thank you,
I'm
buddy.
I'm open 7 days a week, so give me a call.
You've got the shingle out on the door ready to go. Okay, buddy. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you real soon. How about it?
Thank you, Luke.
If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867. Folks, this is Luke. I want to tell you about an awesome place that I've discovered, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, right there on Highway 19, just north of Canton Trade Days. Some cottages that are really remote, private. What happens, you park your car in the front and you're escorted back to your remote cabin on the property. So there's not any traffic buzzing around like in a lot of campgrounds. MillCreekRanchResort.com is the website. There's 8 stocked lakes for you to fish, catch and release fishing, and I know of one 9.5-pound bass that was caught there. 9-hole disc golf that a lot of kids like to play. It's become very popular. Hay rides, spas, a camp store, paddle boats, lot to do there. The best way to learn more about Mill Creek Ranch Resort is simply go online, MillCreekRanchResort.com, and check them out. Remember those RV spots. If you want to come up Northeast Texas and headquarters somewhere, don't think you'll find a better place.